Good afternoon, everyone. The first year I came to Cortland, I was asked to play for a St. Patrick's dinner dance at St. Mary's Church. And so we got there in time for the dance, and the dinner was still going on. And so they had a speaker there from the old side, and he told this great joke that I want to share with you. He said, Pat, who is the proverbial Irishman, was drinking too much, and his wife Molly laid the law down. She said, Pat, you come home drunk once more, and out you go. And he was very, very attentive, and he behaved himself for several months. And then one day he had to bring some stuff back to his favorite pub. So when he dropped the stuff off, his pub mates there talked him into having one or two, three drinks. And he had a lot to drink, and then he began to worry about his getting home. So they said, you know, the best excuse we can have is tell your wife that you've been in the doctor's office and you've got a rare disease that accounts for your lack of equilibrium. So they thought it was a good idea, and they needed a name for this rare disease. So they asked the bartender for the dictionary. He brought it out, and they came across a musical term, syncopation, which was a good term for a rare disease. So he had a few more, and he went home, opened the door, and there's Molly. She says, Pat, I told you. Drunk again, and out you go, so turn yourself around and get. He says, oh, Molly, me darling, have pity on me. I'm a sick man. And the doctor, that's where I've been. He said, I've got a rare disease. She said, what did he say it was? Syncopation. She says, begotty, I've never heard of that. So she got the dictionary out. He said, you stand right there. Brought it up and said, yes. The doctor diagnosed it right. It says syncopation, an irregularity between bars, and that's what you've got. One day at the college, I was sitting there and the phone rang, and it was a major from the West Point Academy. And his dance band, swing band, was going on tour, and one of their concerts was at the Ithaca College. And when he checked on, they found that they were on spring break. And so they had a free date and nowhere to go. And I said, my God, we'll take you, and we'll fill the auditorium. So we did, had a great concert. It was a fun concert. And after it was all over with, I had to do the polite thing. I went on the stage to thank them for playing for us for free. And they turned to me and said, you know, we talked about this program tonight during our intermission. We play all over the United States, and we've never had an audience that was so responsive and knew the good stuff from the poor stuff. I can't believe it. I should tell you, I consider myself and a professional applause starter. So at jazz concerts, I know when to applaud and all that. Anyway, I said, listen, you guys. I said, you play tonight in music country. Remember that term, music country. And they looked at me strangely, and I said, listen, I said, let me tell you about the musicians from the Cortland area. I said, let me start with Spiegel Wilcox. And I got their attention. Three of them turned around. One guy said, oh, yes, he's a fellow that played with those old-time jazz men. And the other guy said, I caught him on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And the third guy said, oh, he has one of the most beautiful trombone tones I ever heard in my life. I said, he's from Cortland, and he was out in the audience applauding. I said, let me throw another name at you. How about Ronnie Dio? Now, about a half a dozen guys looked at me and said, Ronnie Dio's from Cortland? And one guy said, three of my favorite songs are written by Ronnie Dio. I said, let me throw still another one at you. I said, how about Danny D'Imperio? And they all perked up and said, Danny, he's the best jazz drummer in the United States. I said, he's from Cortland. And so they were surprised at that. I said, all right, we're doing well. How about Arnie Gabriel? Now I got the attention of everybody. And one guy said, well, we have to call him Colonel Gabriel because we're in the Army. And I said, he's from here. And they couldn't believe that. And finally I said, I'll throw you a real strange one. I've never heard of Richard Prisera. And three guys looked at me, and they laughed. I said, you ever hear him? He says, he's our trumpet teacher in New York City. He's the best trumpet player in the world. And so we ended up by saying, they believe me, that Cortland is music country. No question about that. So I'm going to challenge the panel here to prove that Cortland is music country. Did Mary Ann show?
Okay, sure, yeah. Thank you, Sam. Mary Ann was scheduled to be our first speaker, but she hasn't arrived yet, so we'll have her join us when she gets here.